Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm your host, C. Johnson, and today we are finally back with another episode, and I'm so excited to be back. Sorry guys for the wait, sorry for the hiatus, or the unannounced hiatus. I just wanted to make sure when I'm back, so I didn't want to really be like, hey, we're coming back again, you know? So, anyways, let's jump right into it. I'm sorry I've been gone. I'm a one-woman show, and I'm trying to juggle it, but we are going to get back every week. We're going to be here now on Thursdays. I changed the date from Friday to Thursday. Hopefully that's not too jarring. But anyways, we'll be having new episodes every Thursday. And yeah, today is a solo episode, and I'm going to be kind of doing these in a how to go natural / natural hair problems type topics, type videos in a let's talk about it, let's discuss kind of aspect. But I am going to be doing some research for some of the videos and things like that. And if you are listening to the podcast, be sure to check it out on YouTube, because when I'm doing interviews, a lot of the times the guests do videos, interviews as well, so it'll be both of our faces. But also on these solo episodes, when I'm doing like informational kind of things, I'm gonna be putting graphics on the screen and stuff, so just to help you if it makes a little more sense. But if you love listening to the podcast, definitely listen to it, but just know we have a video version on our YouTube channel, Proud and Curly. So yes, so today we're going to be talking about how not to get bored of your natural hair. And in light of this topic, we're going to be talking about what I have in my hair right now, which is one of the tips I was going to give. If you don't see me right now, if you're listening to the podcast, I have in some crochet hair. It is a curly crochet hair. It is by the company Afri. I think it's by Main Concept. The curl is a Caribbean bouncy spring curl. And I have the 1B20T27. So your girl is blonde now, is what that means. If you know what that means, you know. So yeah, I went blonde basically with no damage, no nothing, and I'm loving it. I never had this much blonde hair, but I don't know, I'm kind of feeling it. And I may want to dye my hair one day. I don't know. So let's get into some more tips on what to do when you're getting bored with your natural hair. Lately that's been me all the way, hands up, emoji with the girl with her hands up. Yeah, that's been me lately, trying to figure it out. But yeah, let me give you some tips and share some things I've been doing with my natural hair, to kind of, you know, just get me through this little feeling. So some things you can do to switch up your look so you won't be bored are protective styles. So this is crochet hair, and I actually did a braidless crochet install because I cannot braid whatsoever, or I cannot flat twist, none of that. So I actually did a braidless install, and I'm going to be posting a video about it on my YouTube channel on Tuesday. So you can find me on YouTube at C Johnson, and go ahead and subscribe, and you'll see that when I upload it on Tuesday. Oh, and I did like three parts. I did two side parts and a middle part. I was doing the most. It's like my first time doing it. I don't know why I did that much, but you know, I like to go all out. I like to like really invest in the style. So I was like, I want to have options. I want to be able to switch up my parting. So yeah. So you can do crochet hair, which is like free like this, or you can do crochet braids, crochet dreads. I just had in crochet dreads and I was living life. Or you can actually get actual braids installed, go, you know, somebody's mom that can braid your friend. If you have those two options, bless, you know, like bless, that is luck right there. You need to use them, because everybody doesn't have those options. Okay, everybody doesn't know someone that can braid. Everybody mama can't braid, okay, like what? Because that's probably why I can't braid, but maybe one day I'll figure it out, because I'm going to need to know how to braid my children's hair, because I can't. I always wanted braids growing up. So anyways, or you can go to the braiding shop, African braiding shop, or, you know, somebody that does braid hair. Go on Instagram, look for braiders in your city, and I'm sure you'll be able to find something. So that's another option. I'm sure you already knew that. And you can get twists done, faux locks, whatever. But like when I'm saying go getting it done, it's like the individual style, or you can get the crochet style done. So plenty of options for that. Or if you want to keep it protected, you can get a wig. And so by saying protective styles, what I'm meaning is, if you don't know, is having your hair fully put away. So that means no leave out, no hair hanging out. None of my hair is out with this, except for my edges. But usually with crochet hair, you have your hair corn rolled down, and so all of the hair would be up to here. But when I had my crochet dreads, I did go and get it braided, so my hair was like that. And so I just wanted to give my edges a little break, you know, and I wanted to try something new. So that was why. But if you don't mind getting your braids done, go get them done. You can get them done like that. But protective style means no hair out, and also protecting your ends. So I have my hair in two buns under here. So my ends are completely protected and none of my hair is out except for my edges. So the reason I left my edges more so out was to give them a break from not, so they wouldn't have so much tension on them, basically. So they wouldn't be so tight, if that makes sense. So yeah, so a wig is included in that. You can, you know, get your got to be glued, and you can wig it on up, you know, or get your closure or your frontal. I haven't tried a frontal, but I've tried a wig, and you know, no hair left out. Just live your life, you know. Another way to not get bored of your hair is you can try hair color. So other than trying hair color with like synthetic hair or wigs, or, you know, dyeing like someone else's hair is what I like to say. That's how I usually get hair color. But I have tried temporary hair dye. So now what's out now, and I really want to try, is temporary like hair gel and hair wax. I know you've probably seen these Instagram videos. So now they have that out, and I really want to try that. Have you guys tried that? If you guys have tried it, or if you're enjoying this episode, let me know what you thought about it. Take a screenshot right now of your screen, or if you're watching us on YouTube, take a little picture of the screen and share us on your Instagram stories. We want to see who's listening. We want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear if you try hair wax and what brand you recommend, because I have no idea of what to do, but I really want to try some. So share us on your Instagram stories. We'll repost you, and then we can kind of talk and discuss. I really want to discuss with you guys, and it's not really a way to leave comments unless you're on our YouTube channel. So let's go to Instagram, because you know we're on Instagram. So definitely share us on your Instagram, and that would be much appreciated. So, and if you're not into the temporary hair colors, you know, you can always go for a permanent hair color. And I have been thinking about doing that too. I've been thinking about going blonde, but you know, now I'm kind of satisfied with this hair, so I don't have the urge as much. But if you do want to dye your hair, definitely go to a professional, I would say, because like actually at hair dye is a little scary for me, and I've just gotten comfortable with dyeing my natural hair because I dyed my hair while I was permed, and that was not a good idea anyways. But yeah, it didn't work out well. So if I do it, I would say this is what I would do. But I would go to a hairstylist that is trained, that is going to be very careful, that does dye curly hair, and you know, just do some research to make sure like people have got it done, haven't lost their curl pattern, stuff like that. That's kind of things I think about and reasons why I haven't got it done yet. So just make sure you do some research, look up some reviews, even if that's on Instagram or YouTube, you know, and just know what you get into before you get into it and then you're just like, what's going on? So yeah, another way that you can switch up your look is by straightening your hair. I know these aren't like rocket science things, but it's just some ideas, you know. Sometimes you just be stressed with your hair and you just be like, what can I do? Like, this is just some ideas. Like, try straightening your hair. Have you been on a no heat challenge? I kind of do like no heat challenges ever since I went natural. I just like would stop straightening my hair because I noticed like the longer I went without heat on my hair, the more my curl pattern would come out. So I stopped putting heat on my hair, like even blow drying. And so I just recently straightened my hair, and I have a video on it at my at home silk press fail. But I recently tried it and it failed because my hair did not want to go straight. It literally frizzed up on me. So, but maybe your hair will want to cooperate. Maybe it'll want to be straight, you know, and maybe you can have straight hair for like 2 weeks other than like me for like 1 to 2 days of frizzy hair. So, you know, you could try that. I'm just throwing some ideas, you know, getting your mind moving. So you can straighten your hair. And then if you've been thinking about it, which I've been thinking about this too, you can give yourself a little haircut. You can cut your hair in a cute style, you know, look up some styles on Instagram, Pinterest, and save some styles that you like. You can get a diva cut and get your hair shaped in a nice, cute shape, or cut it and cut off the damage and cut it in a way that it'll grow into the shape that you want. That's what I did when I got my first diva cut, and it was so cute. Like, especially as it grew out into the perfect shape that I wanted. So, I'm definitely going to get a diva cut again soon because I do need a haircut. My hair grows so weird. The bottom of my hair is so much longer and it's like a looser texture than the rest of my hair. So I got to get a cut. But get a diva cut, or you can just big chop, cut everything off. Some people do a second big chop, especially if they're finding their hair still has like some damage to it. If it's getting hard to detangle, you're getting a lot of fairy knots, you probably need a trim. Or, you know, maybe you might need a bigger haircut. I think that's what I'm going through. My hair is like tripping at the ends, and I'm like, girl, I've been trimming. So when I go in to get my diva cut, I'm going to see how much I actually need to cut and, you know, if my hair is damaged. So, you know, you may need to just cut it off, start anew so I can grow out healthy. And then, yeah, last but not least is to try out a new hair routine or hairstyle, like twist outs, braid outs, 3-strand twists. I haven't tried that. I want to try that. Straw curls, I have tried, and that is super cute. The curls are like super like ringlet, and I just use like regular straws, and the curls were like super ringlet curls. It was really cute. Try flexi rod sets, perm rod sets, you know, try different stuff with your hair. Try different regimens with your hair, like a hashtag clay mask, an avocado mask. Try new products on your hair, just especially if you're feeling like your hair is not really doing well with the products you're using. You kind of have to test out products on your hair to see what's going to work. And I'm not saying go full product junkie, but try something new. There are ways to find products that'll probably work better for your hair, and we're gonna talk more about that here in these like solo episodes. I'm gonna be doing some hardcore research because I need to know too. But yeah, there are ways to find products that'll probably work better for your hair based on your hair porosity and your curl pattern and things like that. So we're gonna talk about that more. But yeah, and do like different treatments on your hair. So we're gonna talk about that, but yes. Just so you know, just some ideas to spring to maybe for you to look into if you're getting bored with your hair. But at the end of the day, make sure you are still loving your hair the way it is, the way it's growing out naturally. And make sure you're keeping it moisturized, taking care of it, you know, sleeping with your bonnet or your silk pillowcase. You know, just keeping up with your hair and, you know, just try something new. Try something new to give you a new look. I remember, like, going in school, like, in high school and stuff. Every year, you would want a new look. Like, you would want bangs or, you know, I'm gonna dye my hair this year, you know. So, it's only natural that you're still gonna want to try to, like, change up your look. And with natural hair, you have so much versatility. You can straighten it. You can put it in a protective style. Like, so that's really what this video is about. Just reminding you of how much versatility you have with your natural hair and how beautiful it is. And yeah, just keep going. Just keep going. Keep the faith. It's going to be okay. You're going to have better hair days if you feel like you haven't been having good hair days. And if you have been having good hair days, yes, girl, it's going to continue. So, yes. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this video. It was a short and sweet one, but I hope it helped. If maybe you were in this situation, maybe you want to go get some crochet hair now. I don't know. I'm going to have a video come out on it. So if you're interested, yeah, it'll be on my YouTube channel if you're interested. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you guys so much for all your support on the podcast while I've been gone. And I apologize for that again. We'll be back every Thursday on Thursdays now. I'm going to try to get them out earlier in the morning. So once I get more consistent with that, I'll tell you a time. I don't want to say something now and then it's not that, but I'm going to try to get them out earlier in the day. Yeah, and I have some interviews coming up that I'm excited about. Oh, and if you want to be on the show, I don't know if you know, but I do have a way that you can be on the show. If you want to be on the show, if you like the show, you want to share your story, go to proudandcurly.com/share your story and find out there's like 3 different ways you can be on the podcast. So find out how you can be on the podcast. Go to the link will be in the description as well if you want to be on the show, and I would love to have you. I'm always looking for more guests, and this show is about sharing your story, so I want to have as many people's short stories on this show as possible. So yeah, thank you guys so much, and I will see you guys next Thursday, or if you're listening to the podcast, I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Thanks so much. Stay proud and curly. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Thursday, stay proud and curly.